We've been discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush, and I want to address today, what's the proper posture for Kiddush? Are you supposed to stand up for Kiddush? Are you sit down for Kiddush? Different minhagim exist, they're all okay. But you should understand the reasons for each and every minhag. When it comes to Friday night, we're speaking about specifically Friday night. When it comes to Friday night, there are two good reasons to be sitting for the entire Kiddush. What are the two reasons to sit for the entire Kiddush? Number one is we have a din, a mitzvah called Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that your Kiddush has to be in the place of the Suda. And that's a requirement for Hilchos Kiddush, and therefore you normally eat your meal sitting down, and therefore the best way to achieve Kiddush Makom Suda is to be seated during your Kiddush. That's your ideal fashion of Kiddush Makom Suda. Second reason is cited by the Gra. Both of these are brought down in Mishnah Berurah. The second reason that it's cited by the Gra is that in general, when we make Kiddush, one person being motzi others in Kiddush. There's a family, their guests, and one person being motzi others. In order to motzi others in a mitzvah, you need to establish a kvius together. And the best way to establish that kvius is to be seated in your kavua in a certain place around the table. And therefore, a second reason is brought in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph to go ahead and be sitting for Kiddush, either because Kiddush Makom Suda or because one is being motzi another, and therefore that's how to establish a kvius one with the other. Even if you're going to be standing for Kiddush, and we'll see why people stand for Kiddush, it's best not to be walking around the table. Sometimes children especially tend to wander a little bit. You should be kavua in a certain place in order to be properly motzi and yotze with the bracha of the Mekadesh. What are the minhagim to stand? So first of all, the Mechaber says the proper thing to do is to stand for Vayechulu. And then after Vayechulu, when one begins the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, then to go ahead and sit. What's the rationale for that? So Vayechulu is brought down as Edus. Is Edus as to Hashem being the Borei Olam, Hashem created the world, and Vayechulu is a testimony to that effect, and therefore when one gives Edus, one stands. So during the Vayechulu part, to stand, and for the balance of Kiddush, to sit. Ramah prefers sitting the whole way through, and Ramah says it is better Yoter Tov Leishev. However, Ramah says the first four words of Kiddush, where we start off, Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShamayim, since the remnant of the Shem Hashem, Yom HaShishi is the first two letters of the Shem Hashem, the Yud and the He. And then the first two letters of Vayechulu HaShamayim, again, an allusion, the Vav, followed by the He. So once again, you have the allusion of the Shem Hashem to stand for those four words, and then to go ahead and sit down. That's the preferred position of the Ramah. And then there are those, basically, Arizal, who stamp the entire Kiddush, and the reason to stamp the entire Kiddush is because of the Kavod HaBracha, and therefore it's greater Kavod to stand. And thus, but when one drinks the Kiddush, one certainly should be sitting down. That's Midin Hilchos Derech Keretz. You have four different minhagim. The four minhagim are to sit for the whole thing. I haven't seen that very much. Then you have the minhag of the Ramah to stand for the first four words and then sit for the rest. You have the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch to stand for Vayechulu and then sit for the rest. Then you have the minhag of the Arizal to stand for the entire Kiddush, but certainly to sit when one drinks the wine. And any one of those minhagim are 100% valid. And everyone should follow their family minhag. I was once at my first Rosh Hashanah here in Eretz Yisrael, so I was invited to the Rosh Kolov for Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah. They were during the daytime, I was invited for Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Kolov is a Kohen. So he was going to be, we were having Kiddush before Tkiyas Shofar, before Musaf, as we did over here, and he's a Kohen, so he asked me to make Kiddush because he didn't want to drink wine before Birchas Kohanim of Musaf, so he asked me to make Kiddush. So I start to make Kiddush standing up. And he asked me, what am I doing? I said, I'm making Kiddush. He goes, well, why are you standing? I said, my father stands. So he said, well, there is no basis whatsoever for standing during Kiddush during the daytime. At nighttime, to stand, you have different minhagim. During the daytime, there's no basis to stand for Kiddush during the daytime. After all, there's no Shem Hashem in the first four words. There's no Vayechulu Edus. It is just a Kviyas HaSuda. You make the Bracha Miyayin to be Kovei HaSuda. He says there's no basis to stand during the daytime. He told me to sit. I sat. And ever since then, I've been sitting for Kiddush during the daytime. That is the proper thing to do. If your family minhag is to stand, and that's what your father does, you shouldn't certainly create a Shalom Bayis issue by knocking that down, certainly not. But the better minute when it comes to daytime Kiddush is to indeed sit. And when a person is being yotzi others, so the people listening always should follow the minute of the Mavarak. So if the Mavarak is sitting, then everyone should sit. If the Mavarak is standing, then everyone should stand. And that's the way to establish that sense of Kiddush. Have an excellent day.